Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article is entitled East Valley Nonprofit Offers Healing in the Deep Blue Sea for Veterans. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, May 26, 2025, and written by Cecilia Chan. Ron Bain has a long, distinguished law enforcement career, retiring 9 years ago as a commander with Scottsdale Police. But that public service carried a price for the 56-year-old, which came to a head in 2021. I was in a period of my life dealing with unresolved trauma from critical incidents during my career, Bain recalled. In need of self-repair, I sought out the services provided by Deep Sea Valkyries. Bain was in the headlines in 2012 for fatally shooting a 25-year-old man who threatened two people with a knife and advanced toward officers while holding two halves of a pool cue. The man was a Marine veteran who was intoxicated at the time. A wrongful death suit filed by the family went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled the shooting justified. Deep Sea Valkyries aims to reduce suicides among veterans and first responders dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. The Mesa nonprofit does so by using scuba diving as a therapeutic tool during a week-long trauma counseling retreat once a year in the Bahamas. So, 4 years ago, Bain refreshed his skills as a diver and boarded the nonprofit's chartered vessel in the warm waters of the Exumas. I've participated in other programs, but this was unique in that it offered a holistic approach to healing through sport, adventure, and bonding with others facing similar struggles from their service, said Bain, an Army veteran. In short, the trip restored my inner strength to cope with negative thoughts from past experiences. This program is invaluable, serving needs up to and including saving lives. It rejuvenated my relationship with God and allowed me to make and solidify many new friendships. Bain, a full-time consultant providing leadership training to law enforcement across the country, said he also attended the retreat partly to see if it was a service he could recommend to police officers and agencies he worked with. It definitely is, and I absolutely do, he said. He voiced nothing but praise for the all-volunteer nonprofit, calling it a lifesaver of those in great need. Founded in the wake of tragedy, Josh Grishwa founded Deep Sea Valkyries in 2014 after 8 veterans he had served with all died by suicide within a 6-week time period. Grishwa was in the Army for 15 years, enlisting when he was 19. He was a first responder at the Pentagon on September 11, 2001, and served multiple deployments during Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. At 34, he was medically discharged in 2014 due to combat injuries. He also is the recipient of 2 Bronze Stars, a Purple Heart, and the Presidential Unit Citation. We founded the nonprofit with the hope we might be able to impact suicide through the veteran community, said Griswa, who runs the organization with his wife, Nesa, from their Mesa home. The intent behind our program is to arm the men and women that join and attend our program with the tools so that crisis intervention is never really required. We are taking individuals who are really looking for what we call 1 degree of course correction. So, minor changes that they can make in their lives in a variety of different areas, their daily activities, their outlook on life, how they communicate with spouses and other family members, and making those small corrections in life that they can actually sustain over a long period of time. Gwizra noted that when people have to make a big drastic change in a short time period, it rarely succeeds. Like starting a gym program 7 days a week after the beginning of the new year. We just know that major habitual changes do not typically hold, he said. So we're working with these individuals, giving them the tools so they can make small changes in a variety of aspects of their life that they can actually maintain when they return home and then get to a better place in life over time. He said that whether it be weeks, months, or a year after returning home from a Valkyrie's retreat, they are in completely different place in their life for the better, where they may not even recognize who they are from when they first attended the retreat. Frightening suicidal data. According to the Veterans Administration's annual report on suicide prevention released last year, the age-adjusted suicide rates for female veterans dropped 24.1% in 2022 from the year prior, while for male veterans, the age-adjusted suicide rates increased 1.6%. The latest findings also showed that the veteran suicide rate in Arizona was significantly higher than the national veteran suicide rate and significantly higher than the national general population suicide rate. The suicide rate for veterans was 51.2 per 100,000 compared with the national veteran suicide rate of 34.7 per 100,000, according to the VA. The 2022 national total suicide rate was 18.4 per 100,000. The data for first responders isn't much better. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, law enforcement officers and firefighters are more likely to die by suicide than in the line of duty. Also, EMS providers are 1.39 times more likely to die by suicide than the public, and between 17% and 24% of public safety telecommunicators have symptoms of PTSD, the CDC said. Gretzwa, a commercial pilot, said he picked up diving after his injuries, noting that the other activities that I enjoyed doing, I wasn't going to be able to continue doing those. Today, he is a NAUI dive instructor and a TDI rebreather technical diver. Gretzwa said he chose to use scuba diving for its mental and physical benefits. The vast majority of injuries that veterans or first responders might incur in the line of duty, they can still participate. People with amputations, gunshot wounds, neurological issues, he explained. There's only a few types of injuries or illnesses that would preclude somebody from being able to dive. For himself, he said he found that with his back and some joint injuries, the weightlessness in the water was a huge benefit for his overall health. From a mental side, you get to really focus on breathing, Gretzwa said. You're focused on controlling yourself in that environment. Generally speaking, it gets very quiet, with the exception of during your own breathing. According to the National Institutes of Health, quote, scuba diving appeared to afford instant access to lasting relief of anxiety, stress, and symptoms of PTSD and reduction of physical symptoms of their trauma connected to underwater weightlessness, end quote. Curriculum of Understanding. Each of the nonprofit's voyages take no more than 15 participants who must be scuba dive certified. Last week, another group set off for the Bahamas, marking the 10th anniversary of the retreats. A 5-member board selects the participants from the applications. Gretzwa said that Valkyries receives 5 to 6 times the number of applications than there are open spots. The chosen applicants, for the most part, are responsible for paying their own airfare to and from Nassau, Bahamas, personal items, and passport fees. The nonprofit covers the rest, which is about $3,000 per participant, according to Gretzwa. Besides daily dives, the participants have intense group therapy sessions led by a retired military chaplain with multiple deployments with Special Forces units and by a licensed counselor who works for the VA's Vet Center, aiding veterans in their recovery from combat PTSD. The counselor is also a Marine combat veteran who went on a retreat before returning to volunteer. Up to 30 hours of counseling are provided to each participant. The curriculum is designed to lead the participants through various stages of understanding trauma, how it impacts them, their friends around them, their family, and then their community, Gretzwa said. One lesson leads into the next and kind of takes them on a journey of understanding. So far, Deep Sea Valkyries has conducted 11 primary retreats, 6 reunion trips, and 2 conservation trips to support the Circle of Heroes Veteran Dive Memorial in Florida, said Neswa Gretzwa, who oversees the nonprofit's books, marketing, and fundraising. She is a master diver who goes on the retreats and is the only non-veteran staff member. So far, there have been a total of 179 participants, including 18 females, on the primary retreats, while 86, including 10 females, went on the reunion events, she said, adding that 30 of the participants were first responders. Valkyrie's 2024 efficacy report states that over 99% of the participants know a veteran or first responder who lost their life to suicide. Additionally, quote, over 76% of participants were raised with faith and lost it at one point during their time in service and struggle to forgive themselves for what they have seen or done in the line of duty, end quote, the report said. According to Griswa, participants are provided with additional resources after the retreat. He also noted that the program's efficacy is measured by assessing the participants before and after the retreat, which helps drive adjustments to the curriculum. A lot of retreat programs, especially throughout the last conflict, have been hyper-focused and really limited to only post-9/11 veterans, Griswa said. We are not that way. We are open to veterans of all areas of service and then all first responders, whether from the local community all the way through the federal level. Vietnam veterans to active duty have participated in the retreats, according to Griswa. A big push right now is getting the word out that this program is for all of those serving our community, he said. We want them to look at us. To learn more or help, for more information, or apply for or donate to Deep Sea Valkyries, go to deepseavalkyries.com. DeepSeaValkyries.com. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt and I'm your volunteer reader. Continuing on, our next article is entitled Storybook EV Business Marks 10 Enchanting Years. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, May 24, 2025, and written by Katie Springer. For Christiana Yokers, creating magic isn't just part of the job, it's a lifelong passion. The Tempe resident and founder of Happily Ever After Fairy Tale Events is celebrating the 10th anniversary of her enchanting character entertainment business, which brings beloved storybook characters to life at birthday parties, corporate events, community festivals, and special productions across the valley. I wanted to create experiences where kids feel like they're stepping right into their favorite story, said Yokers. It's not just about looking the part, it's about making every interaction feel genuine, magical, and full of wonder. What began as a side venture while Yokers worked in the veterinary field and later in corporate management has grown into one of the Valley's most respected character entertainment companies. Her team includes more than 30 performers who portray a wide variety of characters from classic princesses and fairies to superheroes, villains, and mermaids. One major element that sets fairy tale events apart is its unwavering commitment to quality. Every costume, wig, and signature autograph must meet Yokers' high standards. She invests in premium quality gowns and wigs to ensure her characters look as though they stepped right off the page or screen. Her performers also receive extensive training, not just in performance, but in fully embodying the characters, from memorizing princesses' backstories to staying true to the character during improv-style interactions with young guests, all to deliver an unforgettable experience for families. In addition to this training, Yokers carefully curates her cast from the Valley's thriving theater scene, selecting talented vocalists, dancers, and actors who often perform leading roles in musicals and productions across Greater Phoenix. They are true triple threats, said Yokers. At any given time, many of them are starring in local shows while also working for fairy tale events. Their experience performing in major productions sharpens their ability to command attention, tell a story, and create magical, immersive moments. Skills that shine just as brightly at a child's birthday party as they do on a professional stage. Our cast members aren't just showing up in costumes, said Yokers. They are trained in singing, movement, storytelling, and arts and crafts. We want every child to walk away feeling like they just met the real Cinderella or Elsa, not a copy, but the real thing. The commitment to excellence is what keeps performers like Sapphire Nova, a fairy tale events cast member of 6 years, coming back. Christiana pours so much care into every detail, no matter how small, said Nova, who performs as Elsa, Snow White, Rapunzel, and others. At last year's Halloween villain event, she didn't just hand out candy. She made sure each villain had treats that matched their character. Cruella gave out cookies and cream bars because they looked like her signature black and white spots. It's that level of thoughtfulness that makes our events unforgettable. She motivates all of us to dream bigger, perform better, and keep raising the bar. Lily Norton, who joined the cast just over a year ago, said the company's quality stands out both on stage and behind the scenes. Customers love fairy tale events for the incredible attention to detail and variety of experiences, but as cast members, we stay because of Christiana, said Norton, who performs as Elsa, Belle, and Aurora. She leads with heart, supports us fully, and truly makes this place where magic happens for kids and for us. In addition to private parties, Yokers and her team are gearing up for a busy season of public events designed especially for families and children. Cast members will make a special pop-up appearance at Phoenix Fan Fusion June 6th through 8th at the Phoenix Convention Center. Guests can expect surprise meet and greets and photo ops with some of Fairy Tale Event's most iconic characters. On July 27th, the company will present a musical stage production at Fuse Performing Arts in Gilbert called Magic of a Wish. The show features a cast of singing princesses, highlighting the company's signature blend of theatrical performance and fairy tale magic. Then on October 12th, the company will host the Fairy Tale Ball at the Hilton Phoenix Tapatio Cliffs Resort in Phoenix. The event will offer families a chance to meet dozens of favorite characters, dance, enjoy interactive storytelling, and participate in themed activities. To celebrate the Halloween season, families can enjoy two spirited events at Fuse Performing Arts. On October 19th, Fairy Tale Events will host the Descendants Halloween Dance Party featuring fan-favorite villains like Mal, Evie, and Maleficent. The festivities continue on October 26th with Witch's Night Out starring Sanderson Sisters, Elphaba, Luna Lovegood, and other beloved witches. We're really excited for these events, said Yowkers. They give families a chance to experience the magic on a larger scale with live singing, dancing, games, and so much more. Yowkers also makes it a priority for Fairy Tale Events to stay involved in the community, with her team volunteering regularly at charity events benefiting children facing serious illnesses or hardships. For example, the company is hosting Superhero Breakfast with Hope Kids on June 6th. Our cast members love giving back. She said it's an honor to be part of these kids' special moments, especially when they need a little extra magic. Looking ahead, Yowkers has big dreams for the next chapter. Having recently acquired another character company, she's now working toward a long-term goal of opening a brick-and-mortar venue where families can host parties and attend special events year-round. It's been such a rewarding journey, said Yowkers. Every event we do, every little smile we see, it reminds me why we started this, and after 10 years, I still feel like we're just getting started. For more information about upcoming events or booking character experiences, you can go to fairytaleeventsaz.com. End of story. EV Company's device, a lifesaver for pets, is our next story. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, May 23, 2025. No author is listed. When a fire strikes a residence, pets often fall victim in the blaze, usually from smoke inhalation. The American Veterinary Association in January estimated that 40,000 pets succumb annually in house and apartment fires, and 500,000 animals are affected in some way. That's why a Gilbert man and his twin brother, an Avondale Fire Department captain, invented Rescue Retriever, an alarm that helps firefighters find the family pet in time of an emergency. Gilbert resident Rusty Tussing and his brother Captain Ryan Tussing founded Rescue Retriever LLC in Gilbert 2 years ago. Their paw-shaped silent smoke detector emits a powerful strobing light that signals a pet's location to first responders, providing what they call a simple yet critical notification that helps firefighters save critical time and prioritize their search. With most animals having a natural instinct to hide in danger, Rescue Retriever is placed directly on a pet's crate or in areas where a pet might seek refuge during a fire. Christy Tussing, Ryan's wife, said the patented device is manufactured in China and shipped to the company's Gilbert headquarters, quote, where we put some finishing touches on each one, end quote. Initially, these parts are made in China, she added. Up until recently, we have been assembling them here in Gilbert. Once the brothers came up with their invention, Christy said, it took roughly 6 months to get it to market. While the device is a no-brainer for pet lovers who want to keep their furry friends safe in an emergency, Rescue Retriever face some early challenges. Some of the biggest challenges that were initially faced in the development was jumping into the whole manufacturing process, Christy said. They had never developed a brand new product before, so it was a lot of learning on the fly, she continued, adding that the challenges involved a lot of finding the right contacts and learning step by step of what needed to be done to see this project to completion. The device was born out of frustration and witnessing the heartbreak on Ryan's part, who knew something had to be done, Christy said. It was not easy, but once the twins put their heads together, there was no stopping them getting this to the public for all pet parents, she said. Ryan elaborates on the company's website, reserveretriever.com. I have had to give the heartbreaking news that a family pet didn't survive a house fire far too many times, he said. We do our best as firefighters to rescue your pets, but most times we don't even know they are there. I created this product to change that. Rescue Retriever will not only alert first responders that there is a pet in the home, but help us navigate towards the direction pet owners want us to search first. He said he had an idea for the device long ago, and I am truly excited that we can now see Rescue Retriever a reality. I believe all firefighters and first responders will benefit in our fight to rescue more pets and serve our communities. Rusty conceded that most people might expect identical twin brothers to follow the same path in life, but added, I left the hero stuff to my brother. As Ryan is tough in a firefight, my passion is in business, said. The connection between the two of us has always been strong. We work tirelessly in our fields of work and excel in high-stress environments. In some ways, being an entrepreneur is just as hard as a firefighter. We both look after our teams, we assemble, instill trust and guidance, make critical decisions, and try to lead everyone to success in life and careers. Our skills have finally come together with Rescue Retriever. The company and Rescue Retriever that we have created not only holds the bond of the love we share as brothers, but the love that all our customers have for their pets. End of story. Our next article is entitled Willoughby Hails New Law on Police Stops. This was posted in the Santan Sun News, May 24, 2025. No author is listed. A state House leader whose district includes Gilbert, South Chandler, and Sun Lakes is celebrating signing of her bill that entitles people with communication disabilities to voluntarily put a record of their condition on file with the Arizona Department of Transportation. House Majority Whip Julie Willoughby, a Republican from Legislative District 13, said Governor Katie Hobbs' approval of HB 2330 last week means that having that record on file means law enforcement officers can access the information during traffic stops and other encounters with police. This bill gives law enforcement officers the information they need to approach situations with better understanding and preparedness, especially when interacting with someone who is deaf, hard of hearing, autistic, or otherwise experiences communication challenges, says Willoughby. It's a practical, privacy-respecting solution that can prevent confusion, reduce tension, and help keep everyone safe. HB 2330 allows Arizonans to request that a communication accommodation flag be added to their driver's license record or vehicle registration. That flag indicates that either they or someone who frequently rides in their vehicle may need a communication accommodation. The information will only be available to law enforcement agencies through secure channels, such as computer-aided dispatch systems. Willoughby noted that the legislation was driven in part by conversations with members of Arizona's deaf and hard of hearing community, with others with communication disabilities who want the opportunity to proactively identify their needs before a potentially stressful law enforcement encounter. This is an opt-in system. No one is required to participate. But for those who choose to, it provides an added layer of clarity and peace of mind, she said. It reflects exactly what the House Republican Majority Plan is about, keeping communities safe, defending individual rights, and making government work for the people, not the other way around. HB 2330 passed both chambers of the legislature with strong bipartisan support. Quote, the new law builds upon existing medical code provisions on driver's licenses by giving individuals more control over how their disability information is retained and used, specifically to improve public safety outcomes, end quote, her office said in a release. End of story. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic, coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona.